And we're going to Baghdad now to get news from Iraq and reaction to Prime Minister al-Maliki's trip. Jamie Tarabi is there for NPR. Jamie, what is the Iraqi public saying about this trip?
Well, they're watching very closely to see what happens. They're obviously becoming very, very disillusioned with everything that's happening here. Their biggest concern, of course, is the violence that just seems to increase here every single day. You know, dozens are killed in the capital that we know of. The U.S. military recently released information saying that in Baghdad, just for 1 week, and there was an average of 34 bombings and shootings, and they said that this was up 40%. So from their point of view, violence is getting worse, and the man that they rely on to ease the situation is now in Washington, and they're watching very, very closely to see what happens next.
Well, from what I read on Newswire, some of the Iraqi politicians don't seem very happy about the prime minister being in Washington.
Maliki is definitely under a lot of pressure from the different groups within his government. There are politicians on both sides, the Sunnis and the Shiites, who ultimately oppose or support the U.S. presence in Iraq. Before he went to London, Maliki received a statement from the radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr demanding that he cut short his visit and return to Baghdad. Politicians who belong to Sadr's bloc have said that they don't want him to come back to Baghdad from Washington, having signed an agreement that will prolong the American presence. But then on the other hand, there are politicians who very openly say that if the Americans were to withdraw, chaos would immediately erupt, and whatever lawlessness there is here on the street at the moment would just multiply. And so that's something that they're really afraid of.
And the prime minister had instituted a Baghdad security plan, several weeks ago. But from what I read, the results don't sound too good.
Unfortunately not. There hasn't been a lot of success in this plan at all. Everyone is pretty much admitting that it is a failure. There's been an increase rather than a decrease in the violence, the attacks, the roadside bombs and the shootings and the killings. And they're being blamed ultimately on Shiite death squads, Sunni extremists. We're seeing dozens of bodies being brought into the morgues each day. I mean, today, for example, the morgue reported receiving 43 bodies. And of those, 29 were killed execution style. So the security plan and the greater presence of troops on the ground has not translated yet into any kind of stability in the capital.
Jamie, we've had this press conference in Washington, and it's interesting to see the prime minister of Iraq getting drawn into discussions about what's going on in Lebanon and Iraqi politicians commenting on American foreign policy in Lebanon in a way that the administration must find very uncomfortable.
Well, I think that everything about Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's visits has been controversial on lots of different levels. But also, I'm finding it incredibly strange that the Iraqi politicians would see fit to comment on things that are happening in Lebanon. One of the deputy prime ministers, Barham Saleh, has offered $35 million in aid to Lebanon at the moment. And so the idea that they're looking outwards rather than inwards is incredibly puzzling, not just to me, I'm sure, but to many of the people here.
You're saying that a senior politician in the Iraqi government is offering $35 million in aid to the government of Lebanon?
That's absolutely right. Barham Saleh did it yesterday.
NPR's Jamie Tarabay in Baghdad. Jamie, thank you.
You're welcome.